Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... Romulus and Remus. Here to read it to you is your storyteller, Erica Sanderson. This is part three, with more for you to see. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue.
Emulius had captured some of the farmers, including Remus. Numitor was giving a big speech, saying,
"We must not delay! Emulius is holding our brothers, sisters, children, and grandchildren in his prison cells. We must go and rescue them right away, tonight."
To my surprise, though, Romulus shouted, "No." You could hear that Numitor was both surprised and angry.
"No?"
But Romulus sounded firm and sensible. "Stop and think," he said. "Emulius is probably expecting us to do just that. If we just charge in straight away, we will surely be heading into a trap. I suggest we take some time to plan." Numitor agreed that Romulus was right. So they all stopped for a moment and thought. By the middle of the next day, they had a plan. And it must have been a good plan, because it worked. By the end of the next day, the farmers had defeated the soldiers, taken the crown off Emulius's head, and also rescued the prisoners, including Remus. Numitor was king of Alba again, but everyone agreed that Romulus and Remus had brought everyone together and said that they deserved to be the kings of a new city. Even Numitor agreed and suggested that their new city could be built on one of the seven hills around Faustulus's farm. That way, the new city could protect the farmers who had come together in the fight against Emulius. Romulus and Remus were delighted with the idea and went out to the seven hills to choose which one would be the centre of their new city. And, for the first time in their lives, they didn't agree. "This is the hill where Lupa the Wolf protected us in her cave," Romulus said. "This should be the centre of our city." "No," Remus replied. "It should be this hill, where we grew up on the farm with Faustulus." Both of those hills were important to the brothers, so it seemed that their argument would go on forever. Listening to them quarrelling broke my heart, and I looked up into the sky and howled. Both twins heard me, then looked at each other. "Lupa," Romulus said. "She's trying to tell us that we should listen to nature," Remus agreed. "Nature will help us decide." Romulus nodded. "We should look for the auspices." Remus nodded too. "Auspices from the birds." I smiled. "Auspices are Mother Nature's way of helping humans make decisions. My howl had just been an auspice to give the twins this idea. Now they would look to the birds. The hill with the most birds would be the right hill for building their new city. Romulus went to the hill with my cave. Remus went to the hill with Faustulus's farm. They both scanned the sky for vultures, the black birds with long necks who are best at telling you what Mother Nature thinks is right. But Mother Nature hadn't made up her mind either. Both of the brothers saw six vultures above each of their hills. So Remus counted six. But Romulus also saw the six above Remus's hill, so he added them to his count to make a total of 12. When the brothers met to compare their totals, Remus said six, and Romulus said 12. Remus accepted that Romulus had won, but I could tell he was annoyed. I could tell because after Romulus went to start building the first wall for his new city, I later saw Remus practicing how to throw a spear at a painting of Romulus on the side of Faustulus's barn. After a while, Remus went over to take a look at how Romulus was getting on. The wall for the new city was still quite low, but Romulus had already moved on and started laying the foundations for some of his new buildings. Remus didn't stop or think. He just said, "That's a stupid wall. He'd never be able to defend that city. I'll show him." And he charged across to the hill and leapt over the wall, bellowing out a battle cry. Romulus didn't stop or think either. He just turned around, saw that someone was attacking, and threw his spear. That was the end of Remus's story. He didn't even have time to stop and think how it might have been different if he had stopped and thought. But it wasn't the end of Romulus's story. He did have time to stop and think, and feel enormous guilt and regret. When he finished his city, the people called it Rome in honour of him. But in honour of Remus, Romulus was determined that Rome would be a city where people had many chances to stop for a moment and think. Perhaps that's why Rome became the biggest city in all the land, and now rules as far as the eye can see. And because I'm a wolf, my eyes can see pretty far. They still fight, yes, but they also stop and think and try to make life better for the people who live in their empire, with aqueducts for fresh water, easy roads for travelling, art and theatre for fun, education for children, sewers for clean streets, and forums where the leaders come together to stop and think about the right thing to do. If they ever forget to stop and think, I wonder what would happen.
That was the tale of Romulus and Remus. Thank you for sharing it with us. We'll be back next week with the tale of a real-life pirate from Ireland, meeting those magical mistresses of the sea, the mermaids. You won't want to miss it. To make sure you don't, check that you're subscribed to this podcast. And don't forget, if you become an epic explorer, you can enjoy every story all at once, to listen to, watch me tell for you, and even have delivered to you through the post, so you can read them alongside amazing pictures from incredible artists, such as Corky Paul, the illustrator for Winnie the Witch. There are two new stories every month, plus two bonus stories that only epic explorers get to see. Ooh, and the stories never disappear either. You can go there and devour over 30 stories right now. To become an epic explorer, just put on your sweetest voice and ask your grown-up to sit with you as you go to fablespodcast.co.uk. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon!